You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everyone. Johnny is on his way. I think he's still a little bit overdraft, so he'll be down here in just a minute.
Did you wake him?
Or? I did. I text him, but, you know, I just know he was, you know, talked to him last night. He'll be here. I don't know. I'm sure he's, no. He's, no, Mr. Health. He'll be on. He'll be down here in just a second.
All but, right.
Yeah, good morning. And Vicky, thank you for already texting in. Happy Tuesday. Tuesday and Thursday, I wish. Tuesday. So, yes, here we are. Green Bay, 61. It's a beautiful day out there. So, we have to get walking again. Actually, May 1st is still a couple days because I like to start my diet on the 1st of every May. But here we are, May 1st, 2 days, right? Today's the 29th?
Today is the 29th.
All right. So, all right. I got out this morning. It's beautiful. 61 degrees, 63 in Appleton, and 63 in Oshkosh.
I just wanted to get this ready because I see he's, as we speak, he's walking through the door.
Oh, all right. Well, good. All right. Well, he's here, but we're...
There he is. Let's give him
all
a little...
Right. He wanted a special entrance because since the draft is over, now he wants to have his own... Attention. Good morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from upstairs, here's John Bido.
I had my phone plugged in, and it didn't go off, and I woke up, and it's like, and it's deader than a, did the lights go off last night or anything?
I don't think so.
No.
So I know they didn't manage walk, because they were on candlelight last night.
Oh.
My phone's completely dead. I had it plugged in all night.
Might be time for a new one.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, welcome.
Good morning, John.
Yeah.
Welcome.
We went over the weather. No, that's all we did. We didn't do anything. We were missing you. We didn't know where. Did you get my? I text you.
It's dead. My phone's completely dead.
Wow.
All right. So that's why.
So we're lucky that you're here because you could still be sleeping.
I could still be sleeping for the next 3 hours.
Because of this show, I can tell you a little story. I talked to my brother yesterday, the priest. Because of this show, I wake up early, 3:30, and I do on weekends too. Like I just Yeah, I just do.
It's sad.
I know. I don't set the alarm. I just get up. So anyway, I on Saturday was the Pope's funeral.
Yeah, I was there.
At least you wake up and you're ready to go.
Yeah.
But at 3:30, which is, you know, 10:30 over there. So my brother, I don't wonder if I can tell the story, was at Quick Trip on Saturday.
Okay.
And he works in Kimberly. He was wearing his clerics because he had a funeral that morning.
Yeah.
And he's in Quick Trip and... this lady's there and good morning, Father. And he goes, hi, how are you doing? Good. And she goes, you know, I got up and watched the Pope's funeral this morning. Well, that's great. She goes, you know, that was on really early. And he goes, oh yeah, 3:30. She goes, they probably did that because of the draft. Like, I swear to God. How
did she serve food at your her grandson?
But and I it's like what do you say to that? And the answer is nothing. You just
What's so funny? I was watching Dan Patrick.
that is like that. I just want to say that we talk about what's the word that we used yesterday? But it
tornadic.
It's so believable. I was telling Johnny this morning. My mom called yesterday and said, you know, what did you think of the draft? And because she always. Look, after my job, and I tell my mom everything.
By the way, our guy from last week got signed. That's awesome.
Did he?
Ben Vorton, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cleveland.
Oh.
All right. Well.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well, did Mark call you and tell you that?
No, it popped up on my phone.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so he's the guy that we had on here who went to Marquette, which obviously doesn't have football, and then went to St. Norbert. Good. Did he get drafted or did he
signed?
He got signed. Okay.
But
that's awesome.
Oh, no, I think that's great.
Sometimes that's better because now, like when you're a free agent, you get like competition. It's almost like being recruited all over again. So somebody will say, hey, we want to bring you in. We're going to give you $5,000 to come on in.
Right.
Okay. Hang on a little. Hey, this is so and so from Jackson. We're going to offer you $12,000. So
he can do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the cool thing when you're a free agent.
That is like great.
Yeah, I was so excited when I saw that.
That's awesome. Sitting in his little apartment in De Pere. Remember? That's what he said.
Or Marquette. I know that's okay. What he did do, but he'd been going back and forth to Marquette to train and from Pesh to go. So I was so happy when I saw that.
Him a little gig at Muse, Mark Hewson, and we have to send a little congratulations text to him. That is big, big news for him. Young kid. Fantastic.
But I was going to tell you one thing. So I was watching a big whole Dan Patrick thing last night, and he had Bob Golic on, who used to be his sidekick all the time. Or Mike Golic. Bob's his brother. Michael, okay? And they did 17 years, I think, together.
Wow.
You know, the morning show, okay? And they said, Mike Greenberg. And Mike Greenberg kind of, to him, kind of, because they offered
Dan?
To Golic.
Oh, to Golic, okay.
Because they offered Greenberg a different show. Okay. He said, do you want a new lineup? He's like, okay. Mm-hmm. So he dumped Golic and his son. Which was kind of weird. Wow. But whatever. Okay, so anyway. But Patrick was asking, like, is it weird? You know, was it weird at first? You know, not, you know, he goes, you know, I got to be honest with you. I get up at, 4:15 every day for so many years. I'll still never sleep past 4:15. And this morning I was thinking, yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I must have gotten sent 20 of those chewy things.
The chewy things?
Yes.
What chewy things?
The thing you showed me yesterday.
Oh my gosh. So
you know,
Jim,
about this?
I'm driving to work last night because I filled in for Khan on Nightlight. Mm-hmm. And as I'm coming in, I get a message. And you know, you're driving so you don't look at it too closely, but stopped at a train, so I pulled it out and I was watching it. Chimera was on a podcast.
Well, he hosts it.
He hosts it. Okay. And he's telling a story from back in the day. And whose name shows up in the podcast? Mm-hmm. John Mino.
In the hot tub, or what was that?
I was waiting for that.
John's actually told this story before on the air.
Yeah.
But it was interesting to hear it from
different perspective. Yep. And I'm waiting to hear part two.
So tell the first side.
Can we play it? Shoot, if I had it on my phone, I could just hold my phone up.
I'll see if I can pull it up on the computer.
Okay. I'll hold off.
Yeah.
You got to hear it. But it's a long story, so he only did part one. But everything he said so far was factual to the point of, now I'm a little bit more PO'd, chewy, for what you guys did to me.
All right.
Yeah, you've got to hear it, and then I can continue. Happy Tuesday, everybody. So just from what I was seeing on Facebook last night, like that area we were pointing to got hit pretty good last night, huh? Up around the town of Pound.
Yeah.
And everything.
Neopit, that whole area. Yeah. There was some bad stuff up there.
Yeah, barns were down and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. You could just kind of see from what you had there and that, just kind of how it was heading. Mm. Like the wind pushed it, or the lake breeze maybe pushed it north. So, yeah. Happy Tuesday. It is 61 in Green Bay, 63 in Appleton, 63 in Oshkosh. Forecast mostly cloudy this morning. Sun later, high in the low 60s.
Perfect.
Finally went for a walk outside yesterday and didn't have to wear like a down coat.
No, nope, it was nice. Perfect.
It's like you accept the little wins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was really nice. Beautiful day here. It is National Dance Day. It is Zipper Day. What kind of boots did you wear when you were a kid?
Buckle.
Oh.
Black ones?
Yeah. Those were the worst.
Oh, I always, snow got caught in them.
I always envy the kids that had the zipper ones because we were coming back from communion. If you're one of those last people in communion, clang, 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 clang. And everybody's sitting waiting for that last person to sit down, you know, before the priest puts everything away.
Why'd you unbutton your boots?
You never buckled those up. Those were that would be the nerdiest thing a human being could do when you're 11.
Call me what you want. Why? Really? Okay. All right.
It is National Shrimp Scampi Day.
Oh, that's good.
I'll take shrimp. Yep. Do you see the thing that's happened in New Orleans, though?
No.
With the seafood industry. The things have changed. I don't know if it's the winds or the tide or whatever. So now it's seawater that's coming up throughout their whole supply, and they can't stop it. And a lot of those freshwater things and everything that they've got, you know, inland a little bit, are dying off.
Oh.
Because now seawater's get in, it's in their drinking water.
Oh.
What a city. Huh?
Yeah.
Has any city ever been built in a worse place?
I mean, right. Yeah, let's
build
this thing in a pit. I mean,
you're battling Mother Nature the entire time.
No, I know. Yeah.
But they said the price of shrimp's probably gonna go way up because of that. Stop snoring week. I need that. I still got to get that test. All right. Let's pretend the top of the show didn't happen, and let's give it a second tape. Todd and DePere.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right. Whatever. Happy birthday, Uma Thurman, 55. She did not do a lot after Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill. Did she, Todd?
Not a ton, I don't believe.
Nothing, and she was the biggest thing going. Andre Agassi, 55. I read his book. Boy, did he grow up rough. Isn't it hard to believe he's Iranian?
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he used to dye his hair.
Hmm.
Isn't that something?
I've just...
But his dad was really old school, really mean to him, really pushed him hard. Mm. Carrie Wilson, 57. Is that one of the Wilson sisters?
Yep, the Wilson
Phillips.
Seems
like she should be older. She was the...
She was the larger one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Eve Plum, Jan...
That's right.
From
Jan Brady.
Wow. Michelle Pfeiffer, 67. Always liked her.
So Michelle and Eve are the same age. Isn't that kind of weird
that
to think?
That is weird. We could have all been in class together.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what? I might have had a shot with Eve.
Especially when she was wearing her braces.
Guaranteed it wouldn't be Michelle.
And glasses.
And she was cross-eyed or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Daniel Day-Lewis, 68. One of the all-time great movies. Wasn't he Last of the Mohicans? You see that movie? Mm. Oh, man, he was unbelievable. Was he also in Gangs of New York? Was that Daniel Day-Lewis, who was the knife guy? You ever see that movie about the start of gangs in New York, like at the start of the Civil War?
Oh, no, well.
All the Irish?
Yeah.
All had their different gang. An Irish would have a gang. The Germans would have a gang.
He was, along with Leonardo DiCaprio, Cameron Diaz, Liam Neeson.
That's a great movie, man. Wow. Jerry Seinfeld, 71. Boy, he lost his hair, huh? Well, I mean, really? No. I mean, Willie Nelson. I thought he was dead.
No, he's alive.
92.
His actual birthday is on the 28th, but the doctor accidentally wrote down the 29th on his birth certificate.
Oh, so really?
His birthday was yesterday, but he celebrates it today.
I'm still really happy I saw him and Kris Kristofferson together at the Oneida, because just in a little tiny room, it's like, man, these are legends right here.
They are. Oh,
they were cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Todd, does he give every kid in his family a job in the band?
Maybe, but his kids are really, really talented.
Oh, yeah. But he had one kid that was probably 17, and he was in the back playing like a little karachas or something. You know what I mean? Just kind of every now and then do a little.
Get on the bus.
That would be me.
Yeah.
My mom would be like, well, you got to have something for Johnny.
Yeah.
Todd, I can't carry a tune. Come on, you have to find something for Johnny. That's what it would be.
He is, he'll be known mostly for weed, right?
Yeah.
But he just does not.
But I mean, think
down.
About that. Like,
he just 92.
He's defiant.
He's defiant.
Crazy from Patsy Cline. He wrote that song. I mean, all the songs he wrote before he became a household name.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. But low key, just.
Oh, man. I would like to hang with him.
Right.
I'll tell you, he's one of those guys, though, too. He's always been who he is.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he's
right.
Never
early
on.
Early on, though, he had the slick back hair and the nice suits and stuff like that. You know, kind of like Conway Twitty and stuff like that.
Oh, then Johnny Cash.
Yep,
they all had that.
Waylon Jennings. Yep.
Me.
Yep.
I had that.
Yep.
All right. We get Sin Break. We'll try to find that video if we get a chance.
I found it. I'm not able to play it because it's disappeared already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll be back after this.
Yes, I understand. That every life must end, as we sit alone, I know someday we must go, I'm a lucky man.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take. Everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did
I say that I want you? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me.
Hey, Willie Nelson, man. Can't beat him.
Birthday boy.
Birthday boy, 92 years old.
Yeah.
You know what's so amazing? I don't know how this popped up yesterday, going through things about with some of my old veterans from my books and everything. And one of my guys died. And he's from Green Bay. I feel horrible about this. But you know, I'll tell you something. When you don't get a daily paper and look at the obituaries, you miss stuff.
Yeah, you should get them online, though.
I know. I'm just not an online, go to my news thing. I loved newspapers so much. It's unbelievable. But anyway, one of my good guys who was in my book died in 2021, okay, at 104.
Yeah, it's awesome, right?
Isn't that awesome? It is. And I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And it's like, ugh.
Probably should have been keeping a tab on him after, after 102, 103.
I know. Yeah. But this guy was so amazing. He had something that I told him, this should probably be in the National Veterans Museum or even the Smithsonian or the Pearl Harbor Hall of Museum or something. Right. And this is no lie, because he had just come from Mass. And he was up at, I think it was Hickam Field, okay, you talk about Pearl Harbor, but on the island, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the Japanese, I'm just going to show it to you here, kind of. Okay, so here's how the island was, and here's where Pearl Harbor is. Mm-hmm. Here's where the Air Force Base was and everything, okay? Mm-hmm. When the Japanese came in, they came in from the back, sort of,
mm-hmm.
and went right over and bombed the hell out of this first, okay? And then went and did their other stuff,
mm-hmm.
the Japanese said. So he was walking from church right there to go for breakfast. They start doing it. He runs in and starts pulling out planes and different things like that, trying to put out, you know, that was. So anyway, he was in the middle of the whole thing, okay? Wow. He was there when he saw the first bomb dropped at his field. So that was the first bomb dropped in the attack on Pearl Harbor.
He saw it.
And it was his hangar.
Wow.
So when it was all done at cool down, he went in and pulled out a big piece of flak from the bomb that was dropped there. So I would argue he's got a piece of the first bomb dropped in the entire attack at Pearl Harbor, which is the most infamous day in our nation's history. Isn't that amazing? The first bomb dropped in America's worst day ever, he's got a piece of it.
He kept it?
He just kept it in his house that he built by himself. And wow. I kept telling him, you know, you should probably this.
Yeah, that's got to live on somewhere.
Yeah. The first one. That's amazing. And he just took it out of the cupboard and showed it to me.
So now his greedy grandkids are on Facebook or whatever that's, you know, marketplace.
Yeah. But I'll never forget that. Oh, it just broke my heart. Yes, he was like the nicest guy. He was a typical World War II guy.
Yeah.
Okay? Sitting there talking to him. He goes, yeah, it's one of the first ones to build an alloy here in, you know, whatever year. And he said, yeah, I said, it's a beautiful house. I said, you had a real craftsman build this with wood. He goes, yeah, I did it. My brother and I.
Yeah.
Oh, same thing. Oh, you're a carpenter. I said, no, I worked in the mill, but I just, how'd you know how to build cabinets like this? How'd you know how to whatever? Oh, I don't know. My brother and I did it.
Right. Yeah.
What was up with that era?
Yeah.
How did we lose frugal, that?
I don't, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I almost feel like somebody was explaining, trying to do a science, explaining that whales used to have arms because they lived on land and then moved. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it almost seems to have happened to our generation of men. I know there's a lot of them out there that can do stuff.
I'm not sure I'm getting this, but what?
What I'm getting at, I think we're evolving away from that generation of pioneers and whatever, to something less self-reliant. You know what I mean? Just kind of learn.
Okay. I get it.
I bought a shampoo that's not
the worst,
bottle.
That's not the worst thing.
I bought
thing,
a shampoo bottle
as
the other day.
As long as you're advancing.
And I could not get those
that's the problem.
Damn
well, things that's the problem.
Yeah,
if we are, though, if we are, it's okay. If we're not, it's not okay.
Yeah.
But if we are, if we're advancing because we don't want to stay.
In a different direction. Yeah.
In a better direction.
Right.
But I
don't know
it's
if
it's kind of
I
like
think
the, dumbing,
be.
The dumbing down of the human race to a certain extent.
There's definitely a segment of our country that is being dumbed down.
For instance,
like the lady Pope,
the Pope was on, you know, probably because of the draft, you know, it was on, but really.
Unfortunately, a lot of people didn't see it at the homeless shelter because they were at their cottages.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry. That's kind of what
I'm sorry.
Kind of what I'm saying.
That is still something, no matter how many times I think of it, it never gets old. Because you know why? You know who I hear saying it in my mind?
Who?
Kids from Iraq don't have masks.
Right. Yep. But what I'm saying is this other thing is an older generation. I'm just saying, I think America's, I don't think you can blame one
generation.
Gen Z, whatever it's called. I just think, come on, we're too much
wrapped up in the media. That's why I'm blaming partially our generation. Yeah, we're not nearly as proficient at hand stuff as those guys.
I agree. And we're moving away from that. But that's true. And I hope we're just moving to something better, more efficiency and better robots to make the stuff. I don't know if we are or not. But I do want to say, I think there's so much more media today than there was back then.
Of course.
And I think, my mom called yesterday and asked about this thing. And I'm like, this thing is going to be spun that it was the greatest thing ever. And I said, but, you know, like I told you, when you read that story with that the emperor, you know, has new clothes, people got so worked up about it that they just were told that. And everybody believed. Remember that story?
Yeah, of course.
Do you?
Was it Aesop Fable? Wasn't it?
Hans Christian Andersen, right?
One or the other, yeah.
All right, well, that's good.
I like, you know, my favorite, I used to love that. I used to love the, whatchamacallits? Aesop's Fables.
Oh, yeah.
We read all the other ones. Tell me one of those.
The one about the guy that saved the king's kid or did something. And he said,
gee, there was a king?
And the king said, I'm going to give you all this gold for doing this. He says, no, all I need, Your Honor, is a kernel of wheat. So that's all? Yes, but could you double it every day for the rest of my life?
There you go.
Absolutely.
Love it.
How about the one where the bird with
okay,
the long
we'll be right
I'll
back.
Tell you that one when I come back.
Take Mino and the Mayor on the go with the Civic Media app. Live, local, and always streaming. Download the app, choose WISS or WGBW, and tune in anywhere, anytime. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Got a text here from Terry. Did you see the name of the new elementary school? Yes. Barton Cherry Star.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That is so, so cool. Really happy about that. Yeah. You know what we need to get on? And, you know, I was thinking about this, too. In regards to introducing the Packer draft picks, how cool would it have been if Bart Starr Jr. was here? Wouldn't that have been a great person to do a pick?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would have been just awesome. But, yeah, the Barton Cherry Starr. You know what? You know what would be really nice? If they said, hey, can we have that statue of Bart Starr giving an autograph to the little kid? Could we have that? Put it over there and pay homage to the Bart Starr. Think that'll happen?
I don't know. I don't know that it should.
They're afraid of breaking up the set?
Well, the set was privately donated.
I know.
That was not cheap.
But it's sitting in a warehouse someplace.
I know.
And I don't know about you, but do you see any signs of anybody making any sort of a...
No, it went dormant.
Push to...
No.
Nope.
No.
That got overshadowed real quick by the draft.
It did.
Yeah, just it was there one day, and the next day it wasn't, and where'd it go? I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
I said this to you guys off the air, and I'm just going to say it on the air. I'm really proud of the work that you guys did and the rest of the team with WISS and WGBW did to cover the draft, but not cover the draft like all the other media. We didn't hype what was going on, at Ground Zero, right? We really talked about the things going on in downtown, in the nonprofits that were putting at the Booyah event, right? The food drive that DeLorean Walls was a part of.
The Jerry Venisi aspect.
Right. You guys
bringing in Spencer Nolan Young to do some artwork and then donating funds from that to local chair. That's what I'm most proud of because we really focused on the city and the community.
And the things we could control.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So nice job, you guys.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, I wish they would have done better. I mean, I've been reading a lot about these businesses that were expecting, 30%, which I don't think is a lot to expect. 30% increase? I mean, that's a really sunny day.
Wait. Brian, I thought he meant the Packer Hall of Fame is donating their busts of Barton Cherry Star to the school in 2000. Thank you, Brian. But I don't know, Brian, what you would think. I still think that that beautiful. I like that thing of Bart Starr handing that autograph. That's so different than every other statue you'll ever find of a sports figure or a military figure with a little kid. In you know, normally be like showing these great poses and whatever, whatever. And Bart Starr is like the only one, of course, who would want or his family would want not him playing football, but doing something else, being a great human being, giving an autograph to a little kid. I love that about him.
That's a great statue, but I don't know, I think I don't like breaking up the set. So, but I don't know. That's the sure.
I mean, you never had a set of Sinclair glasses and one broke, and all of a sudden the match set from the gas station are broke.
No, the very. I think no. I'd keep the set. I think that's a great set, those statues. And I think that should find a home somewhere. But
do you really think it ever will? Be honest. Do you think it ever will? I mean, you know this city. You know the Green Bay Packers. You know the city. You know the mayor. You know this guy. You know that. You know every single moving part. Are they going to somehow come together like it's the Pope's funeral and find a good place for those?
Well, if they do, I'm wearing a light blue suit.
Just to stand out.
Boy, that's two for him this morning. Bam.
Todd, you know what I think would be funny, though? You know what I think would be funny? He'd walk in and it'd be total silence. And then I'd walk in like Zaleski, kind of like strutting. Right. And they'd be, hey, what's up? What'd you think of that draft?
With no tie.
With no tie. Late. Todd says, yay. Sarah says, 100% yes.
Well, Sarah's saying yes, Todd, and to what I said about us in our coverage.
Trying to lean to the local a little bit more. Yep. But within, whatever. I think next time, if there is a next time, we just, you know, for what the city and the county and the Schwabenden put up financially, there weren't a lot of strings attached to it. And maybe they could have leveraged that a little bit more to say, hey, look, let's have an entrance on the east side.
Wouldn't you think for safety concerns, Jim, even for evacuation?
Right.
I mean, what if hate to say it, but what if something, and you know what? We're not talking out of our head. What if something really bad had happened?
Right. And you got shooter.
A quarter of a million people trying to get out of one exit?
Yeah, they had they had more exits than entrances. They only had two. But I don't know. Again, you know,
but you know what I mean? Just like safety concerns, you'd think there would have been more something along those lines.
Yeah, I guess what, you know, and people say, well, you know, was it successful? Well, you got to define success. What success is to you and to me and to other, it's different. But success to me is, you know, economic development opportunities for small businesses. That's success to me. But success to the chief is zero arrests. I don't think that he has a big concern whether Stadium View made money or not, or, you know, to me, in Badger State, that's important. So, you know, was it successful? And that's like I was telling my mom that. I said, yeah, I don't know. What is successful? Success to someone like, I would think the mayor would be, did we get a message across to the 14 million viewers or to the, of who Green Bay is? And I'll be honest with you, I don't think we were successful in that. I think we were very successful in Green Bay loves the Packers and the Packers love their fans.
And the NFL loves the draft. NFL fans love the draft.
Right. Yeah. But didn't we know that before the draft?
We did. But I still think there's a little bit of that Green Bay's too small to host that many people.
All right. So that's cool.
Game day's fine, but you gotta know you gotta be Nashville or, you know, Detroit or Kansas City to really handle the masses. That's what I think people around the world still look at Green Bay as this. Oh, quaint little, there's something nice, but this is too big for them.
Yeah, maybe. So we've overcome that, right? We've convinced people that, look, we can handle.
I would think. I mean, I will say
it's
this.
Bigger so than I've, more people in Summerfest on a daily basis.
I've got to ask this, though. Where did people stay? Where did that many people stay?
Not at my house.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, there were still empty, you know, somebody did a video last night where they were driving around some of this. Did you see that? Where the and it went from like 100 and something to something to 40
for parking. That I saw. But I'm just saying that lady, the VCB lady in Appleton, remember when she was here?
Yeah.
She's like, look, we have rooms. And that's about 30 miles or something. So, yeah, where did they stay? That's a good question.
I think you and I made it 22 that one day. I actually timed it. We did the day we went to Fond du Lac. We made great. We didn't know where we were going, but we made great time getting there.
The Appleton's close. That's closer than you think. I don't know. I just, when we were there, of course, I didn't go there with you, but the couple times I was there, I knew a lot of people. So I just think there was a lot of local people that were there.
No question.
So obviously they stayed home, but I don't know
if they went. I don't know if the locals. Okay, put it this way. The guys I ran into, I would say about 75% of them were guys who are big sports guys and, you know, whatever. And I think wanted to come for the event and see the draft itself. I don't think those were the types that would have gone back. We're back again tomorrow morning and we're going to back again the next day. I think those, you know, I think what happened, and there's no, I don't know if there's any analytics to show us. I almost have a feeling that on Thursday night, that was so cool that a lot of people around the state were saying, let's go. Well, we don't have a hotel. Well, let's just go for a day.
Yeah.
And that's what I think happened. I think it's, and then the weather was kind of crappy. So even more people would come out then the next day. But I do think we had such an amazing state of Wisconsin and UP, because I guarantee you 90% of the Lions jerseys you saw around there were from the UP. Yeah. Even at Bellin that night, I ran into like 8 of them, I think. Yeah. So I think it was a little bit more of a local thing.
Yeah, again, anecdotal, but when we were there on Saturday, you know, they come out and, you know, and how's it going? Yeah, you know, go Pack. They start that chant every time. And then how many of you have been here, you know, all 3 days? And, you know, people always react to it. They say anything. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, so how many people here from New York? Yeah, you know, nobody's there from New York. But a lot of people cheered when they said, how many of you have been here all 3 days? But,
oh, they did? Okay.
But that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't mean anything with crowds.
Yeah.
I just want to say that the roar was louder than I would have thought.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I will say this. I think that I'm so happy the Packers drafted somebody. It sounds crazy, but I don't care. I'm so happy the Packers drafted somebody the fans approved of. Because I remember, I forget who it was, I felt so bad for the guy who was, he was watching with his parents and his friends and family, and they showed the crowd of Packer fans, and it was a whole booing thing.
Yeah.
Remember that? Mm-mm. I think I was at one of the bars doing the story, and even everybody in the bar booed. And it's like, here's this poor kid so excited, the greatest day of his life. And so if they had drafted an offensive lineman from South Dakota State.
Yeah.
It might have been that whole thing, just a cascade of boos. So I was really happy for that, to be honest with you. I thought Packer fans and everybody, you're the most well-behaved for that big of a group I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah. On the other hand, it's not a popularity contest. It's the GMs. And as they say, you know, you listen to the fans, you'll be sitting with the fans. So, you know, I just...
Well, they didn't do it for that reason. All I'm saying is to make Packer... You know what I mean?
To make the kid feel good.
Feel good.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's disheartening when you're all excited and you hear the town you're going to booing you.
Yeah, we did a good job of welcoming all those
absolutely
players.
No question. Sarah here says there are so many buses that brought people in from around the state. I talked to some of those people. Sarah, let us know. Give us a quick call if you get a chance, Sarah.
No, that's true.
They had like those
shuttles
about that
from Sheboygan and Wausau, which is a good way to come here for the day.
But then you climb on the bus and you go back.
Right.
It's like Summerfest buses.
Right.
You know, go there, then get on, and then go home. And, you know, I will say this, too, though. You know, I don't think you got to do it one time. You got to do anything. I mean, wouldn't you, like... I would love to build a house, because the first time I built a house and you live in it for a while, you realize what you would change. But you got to build that first one before you really know. And now in respect with this, when we were talking about events like downtown here and especially different restaurants and going to and everything, there was so much food over there at the draft and around a 1 mile block.
Yeah,
I don't know if many people walked away hungry there.
No, no. As I said, you know, at New Community Shelter, we got a lot of donations, and we were grateful for that. But, you know, just as a capitalist, I would have preferred we didn't get any donations and people made money, because I think that was part of the reason we brought the draft here. But I'm glad we got the donations. There was plenty of opportunity. What were there, 16 food trucks on the east side?
There were a lot
of food trucks, because we walked around there, and, you know, you can only eat so much.
I know.
You can't support everybody, but... yeah, I think it was nice. I again, I told you, asked me yesterday what I would give it for a grade. I said a B, and I'll stick to that. I think it was, and I don't know anything about the draft. I don't even know who we drafted. But in terms of just the concept, having that here, the invent, I think that was, I would give that a B. And the way I judge success is that everybody benefits.
Okay, you were in Detroit. No, you were in Detroit. You were someplace.
No, nah, just Super Bowl.
I thought you were in Kansas City. No? Okay. I'd like to know, though, as far as, because we're a little bit of a unique layout.
But I just want to say we sent our team to the last four Super Bowls. You know, the Discover Green Bay, the Visitor.
Oh, yeah.
So they went to the last four Super Bowls.
I thought you were still sending your staff. You mean still on this?
Well, some of those guys went.
I know, but I mean, still on your budget?
No. We wrote
emails. Was that from the golden shoebox under your bed?
We wrote emails.
That Milton guards every night when you're not home?
We wrote emails.
I thought it was something like
that. I'm not sure how much influence they really had. So anyway,
that would be a junket.
Yeah.
No. That'd be a campaign junket. Brian says statues should go to City Stadium.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, that's been talked about.
I totally agree.
Then they get out there. They get off the bus. Take pictures. Why can't we have it in front of something where they can spend some money too? I mean, really have it downtown.
You can put a food truck next to it all the time. Put the mayor back after this. Chasing the clouds away.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Mido and the Mayor here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. How is it in the outlying areas with those storms that came through last night? Did you see, Todd? I was up late here last night. Actually, I was working on my book and reading and doing whatever, so I didn't get to bed till about 12. But I was kept expecting. So I actually talked to Julie in Manitowoc, and the power was out down there, so they got hit somehow.
Definitely some rain and lightning and maybe a little bit of wind last night. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Beyond
and then I saw
that.
Another guy's thing, a thing he had on Facebook up in the town of Pound, heading towards Crivets, like a barn was down or something, and so there are tree branches all over, there was tin all over, blown from barns. And
let us know what you're seeing this morning, text in.
Yeah, please let us know, because that was a really, I mean, Brittany gave us a scary forecast yesterday of 70-mile-an-hour winds and ping-pong-size hail.
After she gave that, I went, you know, I go to that club car wash.
Yeah.
You know, and my wiper blade came off.
Oh,
it was and so I got out and I was like, wait. So then I went to the lady and I'm like, hey, I just went through your car wash and I go through that all the time. Okay, I want that monthly pass, which I've had it since they opened. Anyway,
can I use that?
And she no, they're pretty. They've got that down. They've got that down.
All right.
They've got that thing in the door and the no, that ain't gonna happen. Even if it would, wouldn't happen with me. But I mean, even if you have a friend who would do that, that it's hard to transfer that, John.
Okay.
So, but she goes, well, wait a minute, I'll go.
Not that I would.
Of course not.
I was just checking if their security was up to snuff.
What I thought this is anyway. So I said, I my wife like, oh, okay. So she comes back, she goes, I'll go find it. She comes back, she goes, here it is. But
that wasn't exactly the point, right?
No, because it's more than that. It comes off. There's a whole apparatus to that thing. So anyway, I had to take it to the garage and get it fixed because Brittany's storm scared me that we're going to have all this rain. So anyway, I got that fixed. So that was my.
Did it get knocked off because of their stuff, though?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
It did. But it's been a year.
Could you just like pop it back on or not?
No, because that's what I'm saying is there's the blade and then there's like something that connects it.
Right. I know.
And then there's something that connects it to the. Anyway, I had to get a new one yesterday. So anyway, done.
But you talk about losing those qualities that our grandfathers had. I right now probably couldn't change my wiper blade.
I did. I took it to a garage, man.
Yeah. I'm out here. Where's my? I forgot my wallet. Otherwise, I'd hand my man card. I don't care.
I did.
Back in the day,
but the guy was
there
cool.
Were like five wiper blades.
Exactly.
Right. And that was it. Every car basically had the same one.
Exactly.
Now you have to look up the year and the model. And
absolutely.
This one works this way.
Foreign cars, domestic cars. Yes. That's true.
We do Thank sound you. Like old guys. Though.
I did it, but that's true, though. That is because the guy opened this thing up. And
I know that.
And yeah. So.
We are old enough to sound like old guys, Todd.
But then again, think about it. Had I knew how to do that, I would have deprived this kid of a job.
Well, if that's a kid's only job, maybe he needs a little kick in the butt to move on and upwards.
Yeah, maybe.
Just
maybe.
Saying. Okay. Anyway. I'll tell you what, those kids that work in these garages days, though,
awesome.
They're awesome. They're so smart.
So smart.
What I like, and this is what, and I said this about the draft, and I've said there's a little the analogy here. These kids today, they're smarter than I was. I don't say we were, because you guys were maybe smarter when it came to that stuff, but they're smarter than I was, but their customer service skills are great. They are. Those kids, they look you in the eye, and they're super nice, and so I like that. And I, as I said, with the draft, the couple days that we were there, those people couldn't have been nicer.
I agree.
They were, whoever trained those people, and I think, who is that company that, is that Delaware?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delaware North.
Man, that is Disney. Those guys knew what they were doing. Those
I did not hear one complaint along those lines.
Nor should you. They had, first of all, they had plenty of people.
Although I got to be honest with you, you missed some of the best food you could ask for by not being at Bellin Sports Medicine's thing.
Yeah.
They had this brisket. And you know, you can say brisket. Okay. When you cook brisket right, with just that right bit of the burnt, you know, like was the butt ends or the whatever it's called. Yeah. I mean, it literally melts in your mouth, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I went back three times. Well, I made Dom go one time. I think Mark Houston got it for me the other time.
No. Anybody surprised by that information?
No, there was. That was.
That is quite. I got to tell you something. When's Mark coming in again?
Friday.
That complex they have upstairs there, I know we talked about it, but it's, you talk about state of the art. You'd think you're in an NFL team's, you know, it was their own private type of thing. Whereas you got 12-year-old kids using this facility. Local athletes or anybody that gets some kind of, you don't even have to be an athlete. I mean, you could, you know, fall down the stairs and whatever, and that's where they would send you. It is so top of the line. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. I don't know if people realize what we've got here orthopedically. If you're a young athlete or whatever you are, or old person needs a new hip, holy cow, is that a one-stop shop?
Yeah, that's a little bit my point, that it's too bad that didn't get mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That is state-of-the-art. That is
state-of-the-art.
We have people that come in here, they fly in private just to go to that place. Athletes. Yeah. I mean, that is an unbelievable facility that we have right here in Green Bay, like the medical college. And, you know, we've got one of the fastest growing technical colleges in the United States right here in Green Bay. And I just, when we got this best fish hatchery, I don't fish, but right, that's what it's called, right? Fish, when people fish a lot, or when there's a lot of fish?
Fishery.
And I just wish.
I'd like to fish in a fish hatchery once.
Whatever.
We used to know that. No. We had a fish hatchery up in outside of Marquette. It was for Lake Superior. So it was a real big time, okay? And, I mean, it was constantly field trips from whatever. And you'd walk along, and you'd see these, you know, salmon that are this big. And
that awesome?
Right. It is awe-inspiring when you go to that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and the fact that you can be working in one of the greatest heart places or medical institutions, and in 25 minutes you can be out in the woods hunting. Like, that just doesn't happen. That just doesn't happen in the United States. And I wish we would have sold more of that to recruit talent and people to come here and live here. But look, we love the Packers and they love us. That's awesome. Go Pack, go.
Yes. No. Todd, when we got Jim coming on from Hardorama. Are you going to do that in my place this year or not? In Two Rivers? It's in your family's complex.
It is.
You'd think you would, okay. You know.
We got Matt coming on from the Meyer Theater. I didn't put that on your list.
Yeah, I see that. That's awesome.
Okay.
Then when we have time, I got to tell you a typical Mino, or you an idiot story.
That'll be coming up at 7:30 this morning.
We don't have that.
That
do,
for like
do we have that kind of time?
That whenever I think about it, it's gonna make me cringe for like years.
Right.
We're gonna send a break. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.